Я старый, семенчин юрдайен, вин ксиро ва ниво бешабес убой зайн сейфен. So before we start Sif Aleph, the Mishnah Brura gives a hakdomet. So we will first learn the hakdomet. B'gemara Amrinan, the yesh kan shalosh chalukes. And the Gemara says, in the inyan of ksharim, of making knots in Shabbos, there are three different chalukim. Echad chayiv chatos. There's one knot, if a person makes this in Shabbos, he's chayiv chatos, it's an iser d'oraisa. Ve'echod, there's a second type of a knot, potter avoloso, it's also midarabonim. One is not chayiv achatos, but it's also midarabonim. Ve'echod, in a third type of a knot, muta lechatchila. Now, there is a machlekes haposkim, how we define these three chilukim. When is there a chiyav chatos? When is it potar avolosa? And when is it muta? So the Mishnah Berurah explains as follows: Ulishitas harif, v'horambam v'hamachaber desosam kevosayu. We have the Shita Sarifa Rambam and the Mechaba Paskins like them. Dina Hochi. So the Loch is as follows. Deim hu kesher shel kayomo. If a person made a knot, shel kayomo. Now what does shel kayomo mean? Kigoin? Shedalkoi sheyiye kach loilom. He's making a knot with an intent that this knot will remain forever. That's why he's making the knot. He's making a permanent knot without any intent to untie this knot. Dahainu, she'enoi koitzev zman bedatoi lahatiroi. When he makes this knot, he is not specifying a time that, well, I want this knot to be, for to function till next month. Next month, I don't need this knot anymore, so he's going to untie the knot. That is not a kesher shel kayoma. A kesher shel kayoma is, she'enai koitzev zman bedatoi lahatiroi. He does not specify a time limit for the existence of this knot. He wants this knot to remain. Vuhu kesher, and this is a knot, sha'osui lihiskayim tamid. It will remain permanently. That's condition number one. He made a knot in Shabbos with an intent that it should remain permanently. He has no intent to untie this knot, Pishas, when he made it. Number one. Number two, Vuhu gam kein maise umen. And this knot is a professional knot. We'll speak about this a little later. What the mile of a professional knot is, and exactly what goes into a professional knot. But if we have these two factors, it is a maisum and it's a professional knot, and it was made to remain permanently, chayiv chatos, so this is a isa of Toisha min HaTeire and Yishayim HaChatos, if he made this on Shabbos. V'nisbayer lekamon v'soif asif ba'agor ma'u ma'isa umen. When is it considered a professional knot? About Kamponim, we have these two factors make a chiyuv d'oraisa if one is a Toisha. It's a professional knot, and it was made to rest permanently. The imu kesher shel kayome ve'inei meisumin. But if it only is one of the two factors, it was a knot that was made for permanent use, but it was not made to a professional. Or maithi umin ve'inei kesher shel kayama. Or this was a professional knot, but there was an intent that he doesn't want it to remain permanently. He wants to untie it. And for all practical purposes, he wants to untie it today. He's making it in Shabbos. He has a need now to make this knot, but in 10 minutes, he's going to untie the knot. So this knot that is one of the two factors, either it was made permanently but not professionally, or professionally but not permanently, so proto avalosa. So then it's also midarabono. Einai maisei umin, what is, if it is not a professional knot, ve'einai kesher shel kayoma. And he does not have an intent that this knot should remain permanently. He's making a knot. He's not a professional knot maker. He doesn't know how to make professional knots. Doesn't have this skill. And he has an intent, this knot. He only needs this knot for a certain period of time. And then he's going to untie the knot. Is according to the Rambam is mutar lechatchila. So then, it's permissible. So one is allowed to make this in Shabbos. So again, the Mishnah Berurah said, the Gemara says there are three types of knots. One, there's a chiyuv chatos. One is also midarabanan, and one is mutar. And according to the Rambam, the gather is as follows. If the knot was made to remain permanently, and it's a professional knot, so then it's chayiv chatos. If it's one of the two, it's permanent but not professional, professional but not permanent, so it's also midarabanan. And if it doesn't have any of these two inyonim, it's not professional, no, it's not permanent, so this one may make on Shabbos. Now, this is Shitas Harif, the Rambam, the Mechaber. Vidas Rashi v'horosh ushori poiskim, the loitoli klau be'etzem hakesher imhu maise umen. This condition that the Rambam had said, that one is only chayiv b'meleches kosher if the knot was made professionally, according to Rashi and the Rosh, there is no such factor whatsoever. In meleches kosher, there is no need that the knot has to be made professionally. So what are the three cases? There's one main factor. If this is a knot which is intended to remain permanently, this knot was made to remain permanently. It's irrelevant if it's a professional knot or not a professional knot. Chayiv chatos, v'afilu imhu ma'isa hedyit. Even if it was done through an amateur, not through a professional. V'im ein dalkoi lekoshroi rak lizman. What is if he is only making this knot not for permanent use, only temporary. He needs this knot for a temporary amount of time, and then he's going to untie the knot. So if it is made for a temporary amount of time, not for permanent use, potel avloso. The domi chas lishel kayomo. That means the criteria of chiyuv is permanent. And if I want it for a longer period of time, not permanent, but I want it for a longer period of time, these are the vague descriptions we're going to elaborate later as we learn the halachas. But if I want it for a longer period of time, so this has a similarity to akesha shel kayom. Akesha shel kayom means I want it permanent. And this I want for a certain amount of time. So in this month, it has a characteristic of permanent. I mean, I want it should last for this month.
Wait.
No, well, this month we'll speak about. We're going to speak about later what this month is. So, but if he wants it for a longer period of time, so then this is similar to a kesher shel kayom. He also wants them not to last. Kayom, he wants it to last forever. He wants it to last for a certain period of time. So that's also midarabonan. Vim dalkoi lahatiroi boisayim. But what is if the knot was made to be untied in the same day? And what exactly the same day means, we'll see later in Mishnah Berurah. But he wants it only, he's making the knot today, and he's going to untie it today. The ein shein kesher olav, a knot that is made with an intent to untie the same day, this is not called the kesher period. Now, the same day, we will see later, just to get a little clarity here, the Mishnah Berurah says, if in a 24-hour period he intends to untie the knot, that's considered the same day. So that is mutter, according to Rashi. The Yeshaimrim and the others say, the Chol Mishadalke Lahatar Besoich Shiva Yomim, Hare Kumoishadalke Lahatar Besoichayim. Others say that if Osi Lahatar means if in this week I have an intent to open up this knot, that's also called, so that is doesn't have a shame knot, it doesn't have a shame kesher, and one is permitted to make it. He's allowed to make a knot in Shabbos, and he's going to open it up on Wednesday. So according to this day, it would be muto if it's in the same week. Ome'ato yivoaru divrei ha-mechaber Bo'arav al-Nochein. So now, well, when we'll learn the Mechaber, the Berimor will be able to understand them better. Now, first we are learning the Das HaMechaber, which he said this was the Das Arif Baharamba. So let us see now, Sif Aleph. HaKosha Kesher Shel Kayomo. A person made a knot, which is a permanent knot, that's conditional. He wants this knot should remain. Vehu Maise Umen. Number two, this is a professional knot, was made professionally. Chayev. So if we have, according to the Rambam, we need two factors for chiyuv. The knot was made to remain permanently and was made professionally. So now he's going to give Misholem of a knot that was made to remain permanently and is made professionally. And he gives three Misholem. Kegoin kesher hagambolim, the knot that those who are manning camels, they make this nut. The Kesher has upon him, those that have ships make a nut. Let us now see the Mishnah Berurah. Kesher shel kayomo. So now the Mishnah Berurah is going to say, Amoyer dikechidish. Biralohi explains this. Vafilu loy mehedik shapir. Afilu, we have a loose nut. V'yochel la'atiroi ba'achas miyodos. And with one hand, it's so loose, with one hand he can open it up. Chayiv, given the loyenita me'atzmoi. By itself, it will not open up. It's loose, I can open it up with one hand. It's a loose nut, but it will not open up by itself. So the Biralohi explains as follows. The Paz, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, say, what is the maile of a maise umin, a professional nut? What is the maile of this nut that on a professional nut is a chiv deraise? On a non-professional knot, it's only a chiv, the amateur makes a knot, it's only a chiv the rabbonim. So the Taz, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav say it's a very strong knot. Very strong. A professional knows how to make a very strong knot. So if we would learn it's very tight and it's, that's a chelik of his yediyah, you know, he makes it very tight and very strong. And so you understand the hashivas of a kesher omen. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down, it's a loose knot. Big deal, a person with one hand, don't have to be professional to open it up. With one hand, you can open up the whole thing. So in Biralach, he says, so what is the cheshivis, a kesher, chazik, vamit? It's a strong, a professional made it, it's a strong. What's the strength of this knot? So he said, the strength of this knot is that it won't open up by itself. And an amateur does not know all the time how to do this. That means a professional makes a knot that, she said, you want to open it up? It's loose, you can open it up with one hand. But if you won't touch this knot will remain the Neitzach Netzochim. That means the knot was made so skillfully that by itself will never open up. That means the use of whatever you're using it for, it won't open up. That's the maila of a professional knot. According to the Rambam, we need a professional knot. So al kaponim, we have, even though it's loose, so that's one fallacy we can take out of our minds. It's only loose. Loose is not a factor of heter. You can make a knot that is loose and it is also minatayre.
Do you get the same sort of something tight but on top?
That's right. A kesher, the shiny shalom, and it can be tied, but it can untie. So that is not called, according to the Rambam, yinat chayim on such a knot, because it's missing in kayomot. Kesher now is giving a marshal of these knots which were relevant bisman chazal, that there was a kesher shel umen and a kesher shel kayoma. Kesher hagamolim, shenoikvin legomol b'chaydmai. They used to make a hole in the nose of the gomol, v'noisnim boi tabas shel ritzue, and then they put in this hole They put in a leather ring. They put through this whole leather. The Koishlin Oiso. And this ring, they tie together. Voimedis Shavloilam. So every gomol has on itself attached a ring of leather attached to his nose, that whenever you want to tie him up, you took another ritzua to tie him up. But else upon him, he had this ring attached to his nose, so now you would take a second ritzua and spread the first ring, and now you'll tie this to something. Now he's tied up. It seems the nose is a very sensitive area, so the gomel, who could be very defiant, but he can't go away because he wants to go away, it's going to hurt his nose. So I'll call on him, but the first tabas, the first ritsua, was made professionally and was put into the gomel with an intent, this should remain loilam. This remains in the nostrils of the gomel. Now, if you want to tie this gomel to something to make sure it doesn't run away, you take a long ritzua, you stick it into this ring, and you tie it. So the second ritzua, when I want to tie down the gomel, I want it should be tied, so I'm taking the long ritzua, put it through the tabas, which is in his nose, and I tie the second ritzua to a post. So he's now going to stay there. How long do I want him to stay there? If base. Not forever. So I'll upon him the second kesher. It's not a kesher shel kayomo. I have no intent he should be there forever. I have an intent to untie the second kesher. The second kesher is not a kesher shel kayomo. The second kesher does not have to be a kesher shalumim. But the first kesher which we are making, that this gomel comes with a tabas in his nose, and this tabas will remain, the kesher of this tabas was made through an umin, to ensure it would remain forever, and it was made to remain forever. Vayisa kesher horishin hu kesher hagamolin shehu kesher shel kayoma. One case. The kesher hasaponim. There was a kesher that the sailors made to attach the ships, to dock the ship. Gamhu kimin tabas is also a type of a ring. Shoisin min ritsui, you take leather and you make the neck of shebaroisha spine. That means there is a hole by the front of the spine. And you thread this hole with this leather, and you make a professional knot. And this tabas, ayidea kesher, this remains. Vo'isoi kesher miskayim tomid. This kesher remains. Shiroisa lamido, you want to dock the ship, kesher itzua, bo'isa tabas, umamido bo. Now I have something to grab onto the ship, this tabas. So I take another ritzua, and I tie the other ritzua to something, to a post. Shiroisa latira, matera ritzua benoitlo. So then the second ritzua matter. Voisa kesher horishin shela tabas u kesher asapol. So let us go further. So the Rambam is telling us cases of a kesher של אומן, ושהוא קשר של קיומה. זו הקשר הגמולים, קשר הספונים, וקשרי רצועיס מינור וסנדו, שקושכם הרצונים בשעס עשיוסם. That means the rituals that were bizman lechazal in the shoes were not similar to our rituals. Our rituals is just lace. The shoe, we put it in, we take out the lace. There, the ritual was permanently attached to the shoe. And there was a, and that ritsua remained in the shoe. Somehow they tied the shoe together, but there was a ritsua that was an intrinsic chelik of the shoe. And when they made the shoe, they tied this ritsua to the shoe, to the sandal, and that was professionally made with an intent to remain. So all similar cases. So what does the Mishnah Berurah say? Hainu akesher shekosher besoich amino. This is a knot that is made inside the shoe. Shloi tuchal al ritzua lotzeis. So the ritzua was a chelik of the shoe. That was part of the shoe. It came with ritzuas, and these ritzuas permanently remained in the shoe. Pukayim loylo. Now, so let us continue the lashon of the Mechaber. Avol hakosher kesher shel kayome ve'einoi. But what if a person made a knot that was not a maisa omen? So the way the Mishnah Berurah explained, so since it's not a maisa omen, so mitzad the kesher, it's not shel kayome, because you need this professional skill in order to ensure that it should be able to remain. Poto, so then you're poto. So now he said it's kayome, but it's not shaluman, it's poto. V'yesh chilkin, now we can have a remark. So the Ramah says, Shesvira lohu, and this is Shitas Rashi v'Horosh, that this inyan of kesher shel maisa omen is mechlal not negeya. Shesvira lohu, they hold, the whole kesher shel kayome, afilu shel hedyet chayoven olos, that if it was made with an intent to remain, even though the one who made this knot is not skillful enough to make such a knot that we can be assured it's going to remain or never untie, but he's making it to the best of his capabilities. And that in Hilchis Keshe Shel Kayome, that is sufficient. As long as the knot was made with an intent to remain forever, and could very well be, even though he's not so skillful, it could remain. I mean, so memele, this is called the kesher shel kayome. Afilu shel hedyet chayovim olof. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. The whole kesher shel kayomo, this is Shitas Rashi in the Rosh, Hainu she'ein darkoi la'atiroi lo'ilom. That means he made it with an intent that he will not open it up. He made it that it should remain. How long it's going to remain, that's That's that he doesn't know. But I'll compare him to the best of his capabilities. He made a knot to remain. He has no intent to open up the knot. V'deya zu pliga mechaber gam v'she'eino shel kayomo v'umayse hedyet. Now, according to this daya, we will see that we didn't have yet the Das HaMechaber. We have to turn the page. But the Das HaMechaber is, it's a Maisa Hedyet, and it's not Shel Kayomo. That means a person made a knot, and he has an intent in 5 weeks to open it up. He just needs it for 5 weeks. So according to the Rambam, this is Mutter. This is Mutter. It's Shel Hedyet, and it's not Shel Kayomo. It's not permanent. V'deya zu pliga mechaber gam b'she'eino shel kayome v'hu ma'ise hedyet v'yodaitoi she'yiskayim ha'kesher eize zman. He wants this knot to be here for a certain period of time. D'le mechaber mutter v'deya zu potter avolosa. According to this day, you'll be potter avolosa. The domik tzas l'kesher shel kayomo. It's similar to a kesher shel kayomo. V'al ze koi hani tre yesh oimrim shehebi ramo. So the ramo is going to bring. How long does it have to be in order that it should be considered, that's the domik tzas l'kesher shel kayomo. The l'deya harishoyna kol kesher she'enei osi lahater bo'oysa yoim atzmoi mikri shel kayomo. According to the first day, we didn't have this yet. If it can open up the same day, that's not called a kesher, that's mutter. But if you want it to last more than a day, that's called a kesher shel kayomo, but also lechatzila. Uleday yoshniya kol shematiroi besoich shiva yomim, if in a 7 day period he has an intent to open it up, le'mikri shel kayomo klal, or mutter lechatchila. Now let us just speak about this other cheshbonis also, but let's just speak about one cheshbon. Nowadays we're very sophisticated, and the galtel that we goilu the sefer Torah, we have Velcro and you put it together. Or clitus, shalom Yisrael, no shayla. But in the olden times, which we all can still remember, there was a different type of a galtel. There's a galtel that you tie it around the sefer Torah, and then you make a bowl. You still have it? Yeah, sure. So I'll compone them. So this galtel was a source of discussion for many poskim. Now let us just try to analyze this galtel. So I have one sefer Torah, and I'm goyel the sefer Torah by shachris after kriyas Torah. We're going to use this for mincha, same sefer Torah. No problem whatsoever. A filler will say a bow also, maybe it's not a kesher shel kayome, but not a kesher shel omen. So if I made this galtel, I tie this galtel, I'm going to open it up for mincha. No shayla whatsoever. Givaldig. No shayla. This is a heter gomo. Now, the one with Mechabed Glila for mincha, so he starts scratching his head. That he's making a bow. And the next time you're going to open up this bow is Monday. No, this is more than a 24-hour period. So now we hear there are 2 days in the Ramo. The first day in the Ramo says that it has to be an infant to open it up in a 24-hour period. So then So this person who knows the first day and the Ramon doesn't know other Teirim says, we mechabit someone else for Glila, or else he'll make the Glila, he'll wind it around, and he'll stick it in, and he won't make it. He won't make a bow. That's what a Lamdan will do. According to the second day, now listen, what's your problem? We're going to lane in this Sefer Torah on Monday. We're going to lane in it Thursday. No problem whatsoever. So Kaponim just a little to this, the Ramah, we have a Ramah here that holds a Kesher Shel Hedyit. Is only mut, until it's not shel kayome, it's also, unless it's also la'hatar miyad. So this is a good marshal of what it's negeya. It's the bigoylo with the gartel, and then you're only first going to open it up. So now we have it 2 days. Today, Rishon, the Kol Kesher Shenosu Lahatem Boise Yom Atzmai, Mikri Shel Kayom Bemixes, Boosu Lechatchilis, Osu Midrabono. Today, Shniya, Teo Shematiroi Besef Shiva Yomim, Loi Mikri Shel Kayom Klal, Omoza Lechatchilis. So, Memele, so this is, in these 2 days, so here it brings down the Chatrila one should be Mahma like the first day. That if it won't be opened up in the 24-hour period, one should be Mahma. So we have here a shayla already by the scalp. That means today I want the kesher. I'm going to open it up tomorrow. Avolim osi lahatar b'leil mitzoy Shabbos. That means I tie it in the morning and I untie it at night, which is the normal use. No, that's a normal shimush. That means that's called. It's osi lahatar b'leil mitzoy. That means even though halachically I tied it in Shabbos and Mitzoy Shabbos or Sunday, but that in when we're speaking about a kesher shel osi lahata boy bayoyim, here we don't look at these factors. If I tie it in the morning and I untie it at night, that's called.
Does it matter if you do a double bow?
Let's not talk about it. We're not up to a double bow yet. That was going to be, that's the end of the simon. A double bow was, or a double knot, a double bow. Okay, we'll see that. Avli mosi lahatar b'leil mitzoy Shabbos le'mikri shel kayom aklau umuta lechatchila. Umiyu im kosher b'leil Shabbos kaidish. Va'osi lahatar b'yem Shabbos atzmai. Here, let's say he made the knot. Let's say he made the knot 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock Shabbos is 5 o'clock. He put on his shoes. The Shabbos shoes 5 o'clock toward the evening. Put on the shoes. He has no intent to take off his shoes tonight. He can take them off tomorrow, maybe. So this is not normal. That's not considered boy by yom. It's already considered the next day. Afal pikein miu im kosher b'leil Shabbos kodesh. V'osu lahatar b'yom Shabbos atzmai. Avo gav de mamish ois hayom. B'kol mokem yesh loima b'shori. This is permissible. B'chol poches michof talet shois. Beyoymai mikre. So if it's a less than a 3-hour period, it is less than a 24-hour period, I'm sorry, it's called a it's called Yematrit Boy Bayoim. There's a very interesting machlekes he brings down in Dirshu between Rabbi Yashiv, the Nissen Karelis, which are from the Machmirim, from Shlomo Zalman Erbach, was from the Mekilim. What is, we said, one of the conditions of a kesher shel kayomis, there is no intent to be matter the kesher. I mean, he wants it should remain. What is, if it's going to remain, but he has no intent that it should remain. For example, a person is by a kiddush, he makes a bowl, for he has a big garbage bag, he makes a bowl, finished. He wants it should remain for 24 hours. And that's the kiddush, as long as the garbage men break it, it's for all practical purposes. But he has no intent to open up the snot. He made an anive. Not that he wants it should remain, but he has no intent to make sure it shouldn't remain. Does this have a din of a kesher shel kayomet? So there's a machlekes achronim in this shaila. So there are machmirim and there are mikilim. So this is also a shir shaila. There's another Moiranika Machlaikis. If a person makes a kesher let's start off with a kasher and then this whole dinim in Shulchan Aruch, if a person finds a citrus apostle, what do you do? You'll have to wear the talus. Not allowed to wear the talus. So there is a pertinent question from the Prima Godim and others. What's the problem? Putting citrus in Shabbos, make your kesher. And now, like a kesher Shabbos, and then make sure Shabbos, and then open it up and finish and it's not 24 hours, and then it's no kesher, and logically it's, and then what is the problem? What is the problem? So this is a kasher that Gedolei Achronim ask. That means if we need a condition of, it has to be for a 24-hour period, so if the kosher is befeish mecham, he's going to open it up. So it should be mutar.
What is the last one?
I don't know. I hear what you're saying. I don't know. Of makim bepatish, I don't know. Maybe that's a problem. Maybe, I don't know. But they ask us kosher. Kosher the goes bus the kabona is zicha.
Let's say to loosen up, like the case where you have and the catch gets loose. I mean, you pull it.
Yeah, well, we're going to learn you shouldn't do that on Shabbos. You just look at it and can grin and bear it. Yeah. So they said, "I'll my kibbe partish." I don't know. That's a good horror. But the Gedolei Achronim ask such a kasher. They ask this kasha, and the Mishnah Berurah, they have problems with this kasha. This is a kasha. So the Mishnah Berurah wants to say, Amor de Kechidish, which is not a double muskim, but he says it. He says that is mitzad the etzem kesher, that is normally made shel kayomet. I mean, this kesher mitzvah is normal. Like we had over here, there's a kesher shel saponim. That's normally made shel kayomet. So if you have a kesher that's normally made shel kayomet, so filo, I was mechaven, I'm going to open it up, made so Shabbos. That doesn't, you look at the norm. You look, this kesher, how is it normally made? you can hear that Akavi Kesha sometimes to make it like this, sometimes to make it that. That's then you look what his das is. But if the Etzem Kesha Mitzad Atzmai is normally made Shel Kayome, and he's going to have a bright idea, I'm going to open it up. Mitzoy Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah wants to say that that's no good. That's no good. Fine. That will not make it Ois Kesher Shel Kayom. Fine. So that's the Halva Tzoreh. But now they bring down from Nissan Karelet something that's going with this Mishnah Berurah. We'll have a bigger Tzoreh. We have a person who the Davoina is a lazy person. But what's his laziness? His laziness is he has shoes. He doesn't untie his shoes. Untie the shoes. He has something better to do with his time. So I'll cup on them, he slips them off. So he makes that means when he makes a bow, so he unties it in his face. When it comes convenient, I'll untie them. But like this, his regulus is his bows last more than 24 hours. That's normally his bow. Now, it came Shabbos, and he tied the now, it opened up. So he has to tie it in Shabbos. So he's going to, so listen, I know I'm going to tie it in Shabbos and I'm going to go after my laziness. I'm going to open it up in 3 days. When it unties again, I'll be on Mahalo Shabbos. I'm making an aniva that's going to last for 3 days. No problem. So now you have to remember, Mitzoy Shabbos, half star dollar. He's going to go untie his bow. And then tie it again. What should you do? But opened up when Shabbos doesn't go to. So Rav Nissan Karelet says it doesn't help. That just like we said, b'derech klal, if the knot is a knot which normally is made shel kayomet, that means like the knot is just normally made of shel, and I'm going to think I'm going to open it up. That doesn't change the knot. And that's hezadin of a kesher shel kayomet. So he says, we look at this person, when you make a bow, you normally leave the bow for 3 days. And now you want to make the bow in Shabbos, when we toy Shabbos, I'm going to open it up. We look at you, and your bows are 3-day bows, so mamela, your kavone, klerdike chedish, but that's what Rav Nissan Karelet says. Yeah. Okay. Let us go a little further. V'yesh mekilim loyma. Let's go further in the Ramah. Others are mekil. Da'ad shiva yomim loymikro shel kayoma. These are the 2 days, according to Rashi, that the Isser, that if it's Oymed Lahatir Boy Bayoim, so it doesn't have a Shem Kesher, so others hold it is Oymed Lahatir on a 7-day period. That is a din, it's Oymed Lahatir Boy Bayoim, and therefore it is Mutter. Dinai Kemoi, so the Mishnah Berurah says, let's Loyma. No, this is going later. Now we're going back to the Mechaber Shita. The Mechaber held like the Rambam. Kesher she'enoi shel kayomet. A kesher she'eno kayomet. Ve'enoi maisa umin. Now, according to the Rambam, there are 2 factors. If it's maisa umin, in kayomet, it's a deraisa. One of the 2 is a darabonam. Kesher she'ene shel kayome. Ve'ene ma'isa umen muta lekoshle lechatchila. This you're allowed to make lechatchila. וכן לעניין התורוסוי דינוי כמו לעניין קשירוסוי. That means we have three types of קשורים. We have three types of dinei hatora. Whatever is a kesher d'iraisa to make, is a iser d'iraisa to open up. Whatever is an iser d'rabonon to make, is a iser d'rabonon to open up. Whatever is mutter to make, is mutter to open up. Rotsalayma, dimu kesher shechayovim al kishuroi, chayovim al ateiroi. Bukharu shupotar avul osar, aymutter lechatchilet. Gamba Teiroi Keno. Now, we're going to see, we're in a very interesting din. V'chol kesher shemuta lahatiroi. He made a knot, let's say according to the Rambam, he made a knot, it was a maise hedyid, and he had an intent, not shol kayome. Im einoi yochel lahatiroi. He can't open it up. He can't open it up. So it means, lachatchil, he'd be allowed to open up. It's not. It's gaitly somehow. This knot that was made, he can't open it up. It was made. It is all, yeah. Mutter le natkai im hu le tzairech. So this le tzairech, he's allowed to tear it. That means since Meika then he's allowed to open up this knot. But now he has problems opening up the knot. It's a gate nisht. And he brings it from Shmuel Bozner. After 15 minutes he'll be able to open up this knot. But he doesn't have these 15 minutes and the patience to open up the knot. Fine, so what does he do? Im hulet zayrech, im enioch latiroi, mutter lenatkoi im hulet zayrech. So you'll have to tear the knot. So you have a shoelace that cut. Somehow you can't open it up. There was the chathila made, but you could open it up. So you'll have to tear it. But vein lasis kein bisnei amoretz shelo yovei lahotul yaisel. But don't do this. Al kaponim is too tiny. He also shouldn't be an amoretz. But al kaponim, so it shouldn't be in front of an amoretz, because if an amoretz will see you tearing and they'll get, he might jump to too many conclusions. So memele, but if no one's around, and this is a knot that was made by Hester to open up, so he's allowed to tear it.
Sunday,
Mitzvah Shambhavish.
No.